It is Saturday, June 20th, 2015, and I have spent the most lovely day in Morogoro, Tanzania. Earlier today, my friend, who's also an MC and fundi, she specializes in weddings and send-off parties and decorations for weddings, she invited me with her to go to a send-off party, also called a kitchen party. She was emceeing the event. So the best thing I can compare it to is like a bridal shower in the States, but it's not like any bridal shower that I've ever been to. I'm actually not a big fan of showers back in the States, but this event is amazing. So it's definitely a woman event where the bride-to-be and her family, so her mother, her sisters, her aunts, and all the female friends and relatives of her family throw her a big party. And it's called a kitchen party because it really does emphasize getting kitchenware. So at this party, this young lady who's getting married soon, first of all, it was this nice little lodge, or what we might call a nice little bar. It was open space. It was decorated. And the friends and family members with the gifts, with the drop-off gifts, they actually started unwrapping them and they set it out. And she had a kitchen. She had a new stove. She had a washing machine. She had several sets of pots and pans and cookware and utensils and sets of dishes and serviceware. It was just amazing and it was beautiful. And everybody was dressed in the colors, so there's a theme for it. And most of the women had matching outfits. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, are these the bridesmaids? Because in the States, it's the responsibility of the bridesmaids to throw like your bridal shower. But this is definitely just more community focused. And all these women are dressed in similar fabric. So there's obviously a fabric. There's a color theme. And they all have gotten their own dresses made in a variety of styles. It was just beautiful. And they were setting out all the gifts, and then the bride arrives, and it's like a big presentation when she arrives. Now, she's not wearing the same kind of material as everyone else. She's dressed up even fancier in a very fancy formal dress. It reminds me of a really nice prom dress. And everybody's dancing, and like you kind of rock into the music, and everybody's just walking in. It's always a procession at all times. And so she comes in, and everyone greets her and kisses her and greets the mom and the aunts, and it was just awesome. And then my friend who was emceeing, she was kind of going through the ceremony. And like every 3 minutes, music would start up and it would be dancing, just dancing in between speakers. And you had a lot of the older women who were, you know, bestowing blessings and marriage advice and things to look forward to in your marriage and just good salutations. It was really, really, really lovely. It was really lovely. And delicious food. Y'all know how I feel about food. I stay hungry here. It was just such a beautiful time. And then even though she had all these gifts set out, then there was a procession. And there were more gifts. People got in line and they unwrapped gifts and like you present them. Like it was all this beautiful kitenge, which is cloth, and it was folks holding it like banners and presented her with more gifts. And then the mom was presented with gifts. And so she got a whole bunch of kitchen items too, like a couple of sets of dishes and baskets and kitchenware. It was just beautiful. It was just awesome. And everyone was just so great and so beautiful. And it was definitely, definitely a good time. So if I ever get invited to another kitchen party, also called a send-off party, and they call it a send-off party because you're sending the bride off, so you want to set her up in her new house, I'm going to see if I can get me a matching outfit because it was just lovely.